Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello there, everyone, and I hope you are feeling lucky. That's right, the luck of the Irish this weekend. We have a lot to do throughout Vero Beach in Indian River County as we stumble upon St. Patrick's Day, pun intended, pun always intended here on this broadcast. Thanks for tuning in each and every week to the Vero Insider, where we talk about where to go, what to try, and how to give back. And the fact of the matter is, season is here, and there is a lot to do.
Busy.
Yeah, like every weekend, there's a lot to do, and you really do need to afford yourself an extra few moments in the car when traveling from point A to point B. Don't get hostile out there on the roads, folks. Just budget your time wisely and know that it's going to take you an extra 5 minutes, give or take.
It is road rage season.
I know. I'm like, I look at people and I'm thinking, well, why were you in such a hurry? I apologize, but they're clearly going to go 10 miles under the speed limit no matter how many times you honk your horn. Yep. It's still happening.
I love it when they floor it past you and then stop 2 minutes, 2 seconds later to stop fighting. Stop fighting.
You're clearly talking to a bunch of seasoned locals. That's right. All right. So in the studio, we have Donna Keys here to highlight what to expect this weekend at Shrimp Fest up in Sebastian at Riverview Park. Yes.
A good time, good food, lots of bands, lots of beer. It's going to be fantastic.
May I just say, I adore your outfit today. You are
But you always look wonderful.
Thank you. I was told I looked like a female attorney today. Not the look I was going for, but I like that. That was
a nice black navy blue dress, maybe.
Right?
Yes,
I said, somebody quickly give me some files.
Very legal.
Thank you. I'll know.
We're not touching that line.
Time, right?
I'm just opening it up. You go with it.
He's concurring. And I saw that the signs are already sprinkled throughout US-1 and various parts of Sebastian, reminding folks that it kicks off on
Friday the 15th.
Yeah.
We're actually going to have our St. Paddy's Day party on Friday, because at the Shrimp Fest, which is March 15th, 16th, and 17th this weekend at Riverside Park in Sebastian, it's Friday night. We start at 3 o'clock till 9, and we have our St. Paddy's Day party. So we have...
But no green beer.
No, we don't just... Mm-hmm. We're serious about our beer now.
Right.
We don't do that. But Friday night, we have the Kindred Kilts, and we have Kilt the Messenger, and we have loads of food trucks, and... It's not just shrimp Friday night. We have food trucks that have all kinds of stuff, including shrimp, but then we have hot dogs, hamburgers, pizzas, and all kinds of good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All calorie-free, the way to be. And then it will commence throughout the entire weekend, including the big craft beer tasting.
Yes, March 16th, Saturday. It starts at 11 and goes till 9 o'clock at night, and the 17th from 11 goes till 5. But on Saturday, we have an event with an event. The event Saturday, the Shrimp Fest is free. But there's this craft beer tasting on Saturday from 1 to 5, and it's $30 at the door, $25 ahead if you get your tickets at eventbrite.com. And that's, we have over 30 breweries. We had over 20 last year, and we reduced the price this year. We have more beer, more people.
That's like a
price.
Real win-win for
it's
the consumer right
win-win.
There. That is a lower ticket price and more beer.
And more beer, yeah.
I love the math that they do for Shrimp Fest. That is perfect.
It sounds great.
And on Sunday, we go from 11 o'clock till 5, and we have a car show from 10 to 2. Mm-hmm. There's one thing I want to mention that's brand new this year. Harley-Davidson Corporate is a sponsor.
Ooh, wow.
Yes, and they're going to have this big display, and they'll have new bikes there. And if you're sober and you have a license, you can maybe ride one if you're serious about buying. But if you're not, they have a simulator. You just climb on, start it up, go through the gears, and have a great time.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. While overlooking the river.
Yes.
How beautiful.
Absolutely.
So this weekend is very full we also have in the studio, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Eric Menger, there from the Vero Beach Airport. And I'm not sure if you saw the pictures, but he was surrounded by gals in vintage attire promoting the event that's happening this Saturday. Yours truly, as Miss Vero Centennial, was part of that fun photo shoot in the rain
you
and high winds.
Great job.
Thank you. outdoors in the wind and high rains. Thank you. It was. And could the dresses have been any more flowy? I'm like, just keep them down, pose, and repeat. But the timing is just perfect that you could maybe do
the, you could do both.
You could do both.
No problem. A little shrimp, a little beer, you know, and then just take
check out some vintage planes.
Oh, absolutely. I hope so. I mean, because we're not really going to have a whole lot of food at our event and no beer. I mean,
right.
You know, we're going to have, we have pilots flying around and they better be sober. You know?
Right. They better be. That's a rule.
So, but you know, after that or before that, because ours starts at noon and goes to 4 o'clock on the 16th of March on that Saturday, but you've got Friday, you've got Saturday, you've got Sunday with St. Paddy's Day and with the beer flowing and the shrimp all over. That's going to be
it. Sounds like Shrimp Fest is going to be a good time. I'm thinking
weekend.
You might see our friend Eric Mender up there if I had to guess.
I expect so. He's an Exchange Club member, and the Fellsmere Exchange Club is one of the people putting on this event.
Oh, we're going. I know. You know, my wife and I already had that on the calendar. So
oh,
we
good.
Went last year, and we love the Shrimp Fest. It's
yeah.
a great time.
And I like to say craft brew hullabaloo. I mean, it's not easy to do after you've had a couple.
That's true. Shrimp Fest
hullabaloo.
Just rolls off the...
Hullabaloo. It's just a good time. Yeah. And speaking of enjoying a couple of sips, we would like to thank Blue Star, as always, for our wine of the week. We have beautiful Alias. It's a gorgeous Pinot Noir, very light and approachable. Available by the bottle, by the glass. Kitty and I have a philosophy, though. If you're going to have more than one glass, always commit to the bottle. It just makes sense.
It's a single serving.
Yeah, it can be. It certainly can be.
It's the right size.
You get. It's like you're getting a discount when you buy the bottle at the restaurant. It just is good common sense. So since I'm clearly a fan of numbers and math on this particular show, I highly endorse it. Okay, so the Saturday, March 16th, 12 to 4, Airport Heritage Day out at the Vero Beach Airport. You're celebrating your 90th anniversary, but you're tying it in to Vero Beach's birthday.
Yeah.
The centennial.
not there yet. But the airport.
It's just really good face cream. Good job, Eric. You look fabulous,
isn't
darling.
Isn't this great? No, the airport was built in 1929. It was dedicated in March of 1930. But we're counting that as 90 years, you know, because it
absolutely.
Was, you know, so 1929 to 2019. And the city's been around for 100 years.
Woo-hoo.
So we're helping the city to celebrate its centennial. And we're looking forward to a great day on March 16th.
Okay, so I'm just going to rattle off a couple of things and feel free to jump in and elaborate for our listeners if you want.
Sure.
Experimental Aircraft Association Exhibit and Flight Simulator.
Yeah, they do. They've done this before at the airport when we called it Aviation Day, open house, and they bring a little simulator there that is just like flying the real airplane. And we hope that the kids will come out. In fact, we sent out invitations to all the children in the entire school district.
How cute is
so
that?
So I hope they bring their parents. That's the main thing.
Right, but, Mom, I'm gonna let you go.
Yeah,
I'm gonna.
No, but, no. It should be a lot of fun for them to try out the simulator, see what it's like to fly an airplane.
Is that open to everybody, or
oh,
is
yeah.
it a ticketed thing?
No, it's free. It's
okay.
just, of course, the biggest problem is four hours and 1,000
mm-hmm.
people. It's going to be a lot of, it's going to be very busy. I'd say get there early.
Okay.
We hope to have the mayor there as well to welcome some of the folks from the city of Vero Beach to come in, and he'll say a few words. And the simulator will be there the whole time. You know, we were trying to do it all day long, but, you know, there's just so many things that you can fit in. And if you do it all day long, you have some weather issues sometimes, and there's some setup issues. And it is a free event. So the cost is we have to keep the cost down. So, but it's going to be great. The EAA will be there the whole time from 12 to 4.
Okay. And then folks are going to be able to meet and greet with some of your neighbors, it looks like. So there's Piper Aircraft, Flight Safety Academy, Paris Air, of course, our 2020 Vero Beach Air Show, which is really not that far off if you think about it.
It
it's kind of nuts, though. Corporate Air, Sun Aviation, Treasure Coast Seaplanes, and more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the more is we're going to have the Veterans Council there and the Military Officers Association and to help celebrate the loss of the veterans that were there during World War II. We lost over 100 veterans during just that short period of time from 1942 to 47 during the trainee program, actually till 1945 when the war ended.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of remembrance there, and the veterans there to help celebrate that. We even have some World War II veterans that I believe are going to be there.
Oh, how perfect.
And there aren't too many of those left.
Yeah.
So, it should be a cool event.
A very symbolic day, to say the least.
It is, yeah.
A great way to pay homage.
Yeah.
And just as a bonus, Tamara and her team at the Vero Beach Pinups is going to be on site.
That's right.
Right? Having some fun, taking some pictures.
She was in a photo shot with
her. It was all her decor from the Parisian hostess. It was really great.
She's terrific.
She is a hoot. So it's going to be a fun day. Again, that's 12 to 4 on Saturday. And the best part is the fun doesn't have to stop there, and it doesn't have to start there either.
That's right.
Because we do have a lot going on this
weekend. Squeeze it in.
Yeah,
it'll
make
be
it
well
time.
Worth it.
Budget your time appropriately. I did want to quickly give a shout out to my team at Pac-Mail, talking about a good time. This past weekend, White Glove and Pac-Mail was on site at Under the Oaks, and what a show it was. This was the 66th annual. Donna, you said you came and checked it out, right?
It was great. It was fantastic. I couldn't believe how big it's gotten.
I know. They had almost 300 exhibitors, folks from all over. If you've ever taken the time to look at the signs, you know, some are coming from other countries. Some are coming from different parts of our nation. It's just really impressive to know that folks put this on their calendar and make it a point to come out and showcase what they have with us every year. Vero Beach, by the way, was named number 2 in the nation for high-end outdoor art festivals.
Oh,
second, as well it should be.
Right. Second only to the big show out in Santa Fe. And what's kind of funny is our Pac-Mail, which of course Pac-Mail is a franchise. However, we're independently owned. Susan Lorenz and myself, we are there every year helping with on-site shipping and delivery services so we can help the artist and help the customer, right? Like if you fall in love with it, guess what? You don't have to stick it in your suitcase or throw it in the back of your car. It's safe and sound. But we always are in competition from a franchise perspective with the only other top producing pack mail in the nation, which is the one there in Santa Fe. And I'm directly thinking that those art shows have something to do with it. Doesn't it sound like it?
Maybe so.
We had an epiphany this weekend. I'm just saying.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So again, if it's art, if it's furniture, if it's estate, any sentimental pieces, call upon our friends over at Pack Mail located at Beachland and Mockingbird. You'll be so happy you did. And of course, if you have heavy lifting, you have stairs, elevators, short, long distance, doesn't matter. Our friends at White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery are happy to help. We had a number of people, and I think it was probably the thing that made me the most excited. How many folks came up and said, we love seeing your trucks. We love what your company does for the community. Our neighbors used you and loved you. My mom used you and loved you. You know, so much of that positivity. So we know that we're doing something right. And of course, you might not be moving, but you hear somebody who does say, hey, mention that company White Glove.
You don't even have to be moving, because I used you guys after move to move furniture in the house that I didn't like where I put it to begin with.
Yeah, who wants to scrape up their hardwoods?
Right.
Not I. You invest too much in those.
We needed some help moving a piano, and that's not an easy thing to move. You guys did a great job.
Well, thank you. Isn't that kind? I love it. And those were not paid endorsements, folks. They are just subtly, you know, enjoying and sipping on their delicious wine. Compliments of the Blue Star, open Tuesday through Saturday for your dinner dining delight. Now listen, we've got a lot to cover when we come back from a quick commercial break. We want to highlight all of the good bands, all of the good food, and all of the good fun this weekend. So don't go anywhere, the Vero Insider.
Hey everybody, how's everything going? Have you noticed it might be season lately? Look at all those cars. What's going on? Anyway, this is Chef Kitty from the Blue Star Restaurant in downtown Vero, reminding you that we are Vero's premier place for dining and live entertainment. With music nightly and wonderful wines and incredible new dishes on our menu, we've got hot seared foie gras, we've got sweetbreads, we've got house-cured gravlax for starters. Also, let me tempt you with our Maine lobster risotto. That's a 1.25-pound Maine lobster that I personally take out of the shell, and I serve it over a creamy risotto that has shiitake mushrooms, leek, and Parmesan cheese. Something to die for. We are also carrying this season American lamb from Oregon, Anderson Farm. It's amazing. So find us online or call us at 492-9057 for reservations. That's 492-9057. Join us at the Blue Star. We'll see you soon. Cheers.
Put your best hair forward, Vero Beach, with your new favorite color, cut, and style at the Hair Studio Vero, now located in the Candlelight Plaza just south of 12th Street in Old Dixie. Come see Melissa and her growing team. Booth rentals available. From fades and designs for the man or boy in your life to master colorist techniques, highlights, designer cuts, and styling, the Hair Studio Vero is here to make you look your best at pricing you will appreciate. Plus, shop while you wait in the front boutique. Call today, 772-999-2652, and follow us on Facebook. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
White Club Moving and Storage, dependability movers. White Club Moving and Storage, we keep Florida moving. We keep Florida moving.
Proud to be the only Better Business Bureau Torch Award winning moving company, we provide peace of mind every time when it comes to moving your prized possessions across the street or across the country. With nearly 20 years in the business, we have confidence in our pricing, offering bound rates for packing, moving, and storage, to flat hourly rates for help with just the heavy lifting. Count on White Glove Moving to make your move easy and affordable, with certification in senior, piano, office, and residential moving as a pro mover. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com. Welcome back, everyone, to another riveting edition of the Vero Insider, Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. And I'd like to thank Hair Studio of Vero. My goodness, Melissa and her team are so talented. If you are in the market for a new stylist, if you are looking for somebody that can execute the perfect cut, color, and style for you at a price that you like, call up Melissa and her team at the Hair Studio Vero. I do. I love them. And you'll love them too. Foxy Nails open 7 days a week. That's right. Sundays. Open Sundays for us busy working bees that we are. Located right next door to the Hallmark in the Fresh Market Plaza. Foxy Nails is a great place to feel pampered. They do lashes. They do waxing. But they take care of all of your nail care needs. And guys are welcome. I see a lot of guys in there getting pedicures. And I would like to say thank you to them for knowing that we look and we judge.
That's right.
Especially if you're wearing sandals.
That's what I'm saying.
Without socks.
Yeah.
Which we like.
This is the way it should be. But you got to have good feet for that. You got to have them taken care of. And of course, Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. It's a busy time of year for them as tax return season is happening. Utilize that money for a down payment on a new home. You can paint it whatever you want. You can put the dish wherever you wish. It's amazing to own your own home. Talk to our friends over at Caliber Home Loans on Miracle Mile. You'll be so happy you did. Okay, so in the studio, I have the one, the only, the very handsome Mr. Eric Menger. He is here with the Vero Beach Airport to promote Airport Heritage Day, which is
March 16th at the Airport Terminal Building.
That's this Saturday, 12 to 4, folks.
You got it.
This
That's right.
Saturday. And not only is he going to have amazing airport neighbors there for us to talk and engage with, but you're going to have a lot of incredibly handsome veterans in their in their blues, I'm guessing.
They'll be some in uniform, I think, you know, but it's going to be great to have them out there to help to celebrate the memorial dedication, or I should say rededication, of the historical marker there at the Airport Terminal Building. In fact, there'll be some folks there from the Indian River County Historical Society, Ruth Stanbridge and Carolyn
Ruth
Bayless and her group.
Mm-hmm.
So we should see them out there, and some of our elected officials in the community will be there. And just some really neat airplanes to look at, too. You know, you don't get to get up close and personal that often at the airport. It's usually a secure environment. We have a fence there for a reason.
Go figure.
That's right. So, but now's your chance to get out and maybe sit in some aircraft. The sheriff's helicopter will be there. We'll have some other helicopters and we'll have a glider coming in, so you don't see too many of those.
No engine.
It just floats on the air. It's a beautiful airplane.
Oh, yeah.
So some cool things there with the Experimental Aircraft Association that you mentioned, and Piper Aircraft, and Cannon's Restaurant will be there, as they are every day, and they'll have some food, a special menu just for this event, outdoors.
Oh, cool. Quick and easy.
Keep your fingers crossed for the weather, of course.
Not a problem. As Miss Vero Centennial, I am granting you superb weather.
Yes, ma'am. Yep. Miss Centennial.
The magic of the tiara. It's very effective. It is very effective.
The rubies, without the ruby slippers? With or without it works?
Yeah, it's the sash. It's the sash. It really brings it all together.
That's what works. Okay.
Uh-huh. And, of course, it seems to be a weekend of simulators because you can also, you can do an airplane simulator on Saturday at the Vero Beach Airport, and then you can do a motorcycle Harley Davidson simulator Friday through Sunday at Trim Fest.
Absolutely.
And how is that going to work? Is that a ticketed thing, or is that also complimentary?
No, that's free. No, Harley Davidson is bringing in this a whole bunch of stuff, and it's really just they're just promoting Harley Davidson because it's bike week. It is Bike Week.
Well, this month is Bike Week in Daytona, I think. Yeah.
And so Harley picked a few festivals in the area that they know bikers would ride to, and they picked ours to be one of the sponsors and to have
how appropriate.
A big display and everything.
Oh, that's so perfect.
It's perfect. Yeah. And we're close to Earl's. Half the bikers in the world are at Earl's.
Yeah, on any given Sunday. That's
Earl's,
right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I had a Harley Davidson one time.
Did you?
I really enjoyed it. It was a V-Rod.
What color was that?
It was all silver. Ooh. I guess chrome and silver. And it was just beautiful and fast. Boy, you could leave the rest
did
of the
you
traffic.
Choose to wear your helmet?
I did.
Good.
I did. I always wore, almost always wore the helmet. When I wanted her to be really cool, maybe I'd leave it off, but I'd also be kind of stupid because if you have an accident.
No, that's just you only get one noggin.
Yeah, and I did have one accident one time, but this was years ago. So anyway, I had a helmet.
He lives to tell the tale.
Because of the helmet.
Because of the helmet.
That's
See,
right.
It goes a long way. I bet that they're going to have some great ones on display this weekend at Shrimp Fest. Okay, so it commences Friday afternoon because our workday stops at 3 on Fridays.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Starts Friday, March 15th at 3 o'clock to 9, Saturday the 16th from 11 to 9, and Sunday the 17th from 11 to 5. We have live music all day long. We have kids events. We've got vendors. We have loads of vendors. We have a car show on Sunday. We have 7 or 8 food trucks coming. We have 4 restaurants being represented.
And let's not forget that this is a competition. Somebody
this
wants
is.
The trophy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And bragging rights.
And it's for charity.
Yeah.
In the end?
The fund, it's sponsored by the Rotary Club of Sebastian and the Exchange Club of Fellsmere.
Oh, fantastic.
And the beneficiaries are, and I could go through the names of the... But it's a really long list. But basically, it's sports activities. You know,
for North County.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like just the high school basketball girls team. You know, they need equipment. The crew team, they need equipment. The wrestling team, we paid $5,000 for mats last year for them.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and it was just really, it's amazing how the kids do not get the money from the schools. You think the schools pay for everything? No, wrong, not at all.
Right.
So we help with that.
So just by sipping and eating and voting, we're helping the kids. It's my favorite way.
That's the best thing. Enjoy some great beer and some great shrimp.
And it's all for the children.
And it's for the kids. It's for charity.
I love that.
And we have some great sponsors this year besides Harley Davidson. We have Hometown News, Paradolia Brewing, Dale Sorensen Real Estate, Dyer Auto Partners, Tobacco Free Florida, which is something you should look up, and J.J. Taylor Distributing are some of our major sponsors in addition to Harley Davidson.
That is so wonderful. It is really a community event, and I love attending Shrimp Fest each and every year and for, you know, what it does for the community and the energy that it brings, but also because of how tasty it is. So now when folks come in, they get a tasting ticket, so you can only choose but one for your favorite, no?
Now, when they come in, they get a voting ticket.
Oh, that's what I meant. Sorry,
there's
a voting ticket.
They get a ticket that says vote. So you buy tickets to buy food, okay?
Yeah.
You don't have to buy tickets to buy food from the food trucks. You buy tickets to buy food from the restaurants. The food trucks you pay cash for. But you do get a voting ticket. And along the front of the stand, the music stand, there will be a slot for every different participant that's
who has
cooking.
A shrimp dish.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you just put your ticket in his little bucket, and the winner wins the 4th annual Golden Shrimp Award.
Mm. Da, 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 da. And last year, who was the winner?
Tiki Hut. And those guys were ecstatic.
And they're coming back to defend their title?
Absolutely. You couldn't keep them away.
Of course they are. Of course they are. So it is a weekend full of fun. Shrimp Fest Friday through Sunday. Airport Heritage Day celebrating the centennial and so much more. That's 12 to 4 again this Saturday, March 16th. Visit us online at thebureauinsider.com or find us on Facebook. Please support our sponsors. And until next week, my friends, cheers.
Thank you, Miss Centennial.